Begin the current daf. Misach this psachim daf test. Begin the manal. Begin the test. The master begins with the gemara. In chayshin shemegira cholda. Not concerned that maybe the weasel had dragged it. Just to explain, why don't we know this already from the reisha? The reisha, the Mishnah says that the Mishnah tells us that after that they checked the chametz to one place, you don't have to be concerned that maybe it was dragged to another place. So if you're going to say to that they take a second log, well, my reisha, I mean, already know this from the reisha. The Mishnah, the Tani, Mishnah told us, any place that chametz not burden, and so you don't need a bedika. Obviously, because we're not concerned that maybe a weasel brought it in. So why would this be any different? Tarets on that. Taisa's answer is the Haba Makmina B'Sha'in Chodo Bartolus Yechayin Lahalachsha. We would have explained what's the place that Chametz doesn't go in that we don't have to be concerned for. There's a place where a weasel and the Bartolus can't get in over there. But where it could get in, I would say that we have to be concerned. Maybe it brought the Chametz. But there we have to have the same of the Mishnah to say that we're not concerned. The next Taisa Master begins with the Gemara. Kamokim Shechodo Bartolus B'chazim Mitzvah. From any place where the weasel, the Bartolus, the swine is found, but in Tzach Bedika, then you don't need to do a Bedika. Just to explain that if it's permitted for Kaham to go into a house of an idol worshiper. Because the Mishnah always said that their houses are Tameh, because they bury their stillborns over there. Only if there's animals over there, then it's going to be Tar. On that I may read, he says, but the Kaham are Tar and the Kaham is Mebadi of the Kaham. Kaham are permitted to walk into the house of idolaters. Even though there's no swine and weasels that are found over there. Why? Because we learn the Brisa, the Imadurs of the Kaham, this halacha of their domains being Asr, being Tame because of the stillborns, does not apply out of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's no problem Kaham going in over there. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Bevasle Meshaira. By meat, they don't leave over any of it. Taish comes to explain that it's specifically the meat of the stillborn, which that we said, oh, bread they leave over, but not meat. Imer Ben Tam, he says, the Hainu Dafka Bas Nafal. That's specifically as the case that the Gemara was bringing by the meat of a stillborn, the Racha, which is soft. Because the Habperk, Shaini the Baba Kama, Chashav Chazir Shacha Basar, considers the swine that eats meat, Achila De Hatchak, that it's actually not the normal. So obviously here they were saying that not only is it normal, but the Idr Olab is specifically the meat of a stillborn, which is soft. The next test master begins with the Gemara of Emtim, so I may begin to say, Haba that it was, Emachati, I could say that it was eaten up. Tesis comes to explain that why is this different than a Svek Svek in Rosh HaSayachid, which Tesis says, Emtim, I begin to say, Bamadurus Ebdi Gechav. But what are we talking about over here? This is the dwelling place, an apartment of an idolater. Rosh HaSayachid, it's a private domain. No, but it's not beside the tires. We're not beside the tires. Come on, Shadi Yachal, Harbis Svekas, 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 Bashus Yachad. No matter how many doubts you have by Rishus Yachad, Tummy, it's going to be Tummy. So, what is the real problem here that the Gemara is telling us? Oh, that maybe, well, was it here? And we're saying all these different Svekas that maybe there was no stillborn. And even if it was, maybe it ate it up, as Atez Maskal says. So, big deal. So, it's a Svek Sveka. But Svek Sveka is still Tummy. That's the sense. What you could say is, "Lo idame hachsveik l'shas sveikis." Now, this doubt is not like other sveikis. The amayis l'lamei mishehi by nefil. Why should we say that there is a stillborn over here? And actually, v'dami l'savik b. It's going to be more comparable to the halacha of you're not even sure if you even entered into the domain in the first place. Oh, that's a suffik that even when you hold generally suffik is tummy. That suffik we find is not going to be tummy, and therefore that's why we're saying that's not going to be tummy or inami. Another approach is, Emra Chalte, this of the second Safik of, even if there was a Nefil, maybe he was eaten up, of this Meshach Svekis. That's better than a regular Safik. It's not a regular Svek Svekin. Because the Safik of Ragalhu, it's a very common Safik, where of course the animals are going to eat it up. And actually, Bekarba Levade, it's not even like a Safik, it's actually more close to definite that it was eaten up. And Matayden, you should know this, because I feel like Midi Vade, Boyle Safik. The Gemara wants to tell us that even from a definite, we find the Gemara was entertaining to say that even we know for sure that there was a stillborn, that even so, the suffix of the Cholda, maybe it ate it up. The Gemara was saying, ah, you see suffix from the Vaday. So although we don't even conclude that, but you see that it's not just a regular suffix, it's like almost like a Vaday, and therefore that's why in this case, although generally, no matter how many Svekis, you'll still say, bah, Yerusha Seach is going to be Tami, here we're going to say that it's going to be Tami. To the next stage, the Master begins with the Gemara, Kadesh de Behema Echeles. So that the Behema, the animal, should eat it. Chase some wonders, but it's still rabbinically tavel. The Tais has two approaches to this. The Gemara had brought that there is an approach of Rav Hoshea that you can bring in your produce without making it obligated in tavel. And that's why it's going to be suffix for suffix. It's not even definite tavel. Contra, so we have a chametz for Pesach. We know for sure that it was chametz, therefore in suffix mitzvah levad. And that's the Tais of Tame, it's a wonder. Regarding this halacha of the chametz that passed away, that he was saying that even though he brought into the house before, even if you're going to say like Rabbi Yishev, it was brought into the house before it smoothed out, but the Mekamakam of the Vavi Tevel Medrabbanon, it's not a Safik or Safik, because rabbinically, it is definitively Tevel, in Tevel in Achilles Kva, regarding eating a permanent meal, and that's a Felech Nisa B'Maitzala, that's even if you brought it with a chaff. Kadama, like the Gemara tells us. Now we said, why would someone do like Rabbi Yishev bringing it in the chaff? Kadesh Tebe Machilles. So that the animal should eat it. Mashma, Blu Atzma, also sounds like he himself is forbidden. With the Sefta Tanya, Umaisa Labapekam in the Bayes, brought in the first Begum Benda Begimel and Alice, Hichnis Labayes, Shibayl. Someone brings into the house stalks, Lasman Isa, to make dough out of it. Oichaman Arai, you could eat a snack from it, and you're exempt. Obviously, that only Achilles Arai, or an animal, you're allowed to eat without Maisa. But an Achilles Kva is rabbinically forbidden. So therefore, what Bavu says is, so here by the Chavish Meis, why are we saying that it's Mesukin, but, you tell me it's Safik and Safik, what do you mean? But rabbinically, it's definitely Aser, so how could you say the Safik of maybe took of Meiser to remove it from the Tevel? So what do you have to say? Is that, no, in Safik Meitzim Nevad is only into the Raisa, but it's Rabbanan. We would say that the Safik, if it's Maaser, would be Meitzim in Nevad if this is Rabbanan of Tevel. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Tosfos says. Because he's having mitzvah nevad rabban, so he tells me that the doubt if he took off meiser removes it from the definite tevel drabban. V'chashav lehu b'chesed mesukan. You're considering it as definitely fixed. The problem with that is then you're back to the question regarding our sugya. Gabi chametz regarding chametz amaylo as he's having mitzvah nevad medika drabbanon. So why isn't the doubt which we're discussing over here this halacha that maybe it was eaten? Why doesn't that remove it from the definite obligation of the rabbinic bedika, because this is only rabbinic obligation, because biblically it's a fish with bittel. So you should say they're also subic mesim and evadi. And then let me read the says that no. Mestin ari bishle bittel. Our Mishnah is talking about when no bittel was done, the habavad did the raisa. Now we're talking about biblical, and therefore ain't subic mesim and evadi. Or va'ida mari, just read the says, the hadukam ari in mechazik mesukan. This I was saying that it's in, we have a chazaka that it's mesukan. What do you mean? We said, you're right, we're talking about that, which is only fit for animals. For animals, it's totally permitted, but you're right, for the person, then you're right, we still say, even by rabbinic law, this is Menachas, the Gemara asks, on this, the Gemara says, when it was sold to the non-Jew, and he's the one who smoothed out the pile, which is the Gemara Malacha, which is, makes it Tevel, in a Peter. That does not exempt it, although biblically it should. Shabali Kisan, Pirish, what's the people of the purses? Ashir, wealthy people. Shemaychim Tevas and Lachar Kain Meruch, that they sell their grain to the non-Jew before it's smoothed out. And Machayzim Kain Menachim Meruch, and then they go buy it back after it's smoothed out. So they penalize them and they say that no, that's not going to exempt. So the Gemara asks them this, Trumanami Avshah, so why is that only Halacha regarding Meiser, but Truma Yeshua also say the same thing, Dalik Rabbi Yeshua B'chulu, that people do like Rabbi Yeshua, that they bring into the house with its chaff. So what did the Chum gain that they're saying that the smoothing out is not going to exempt, but what I mean, they could still do like Rabbi Yeshua and still get out of it, not only by selling to the non-Jew, even by Truma's Meiser, they could go ahead and bring it in through the front door without it, with the chaff on. That was the Gemara's question with it. But one thing it says to us, Mashmal Degami Potter, it sounds like that, yeah, that doing like Rabbi Yishev would make exempt even Achilles Kava. Because if not, so what's the Gemara's question? That what did the Chacham gain? Well, of course they gain. They gain that even though the animals could eat, but the person can't. So you see that, no, it's not true that the person that could also eat Achilles Kava. That's the Tais in the Hachab, so that's what the Gemara is saying over there. Avlok Rabbi Yishev, they're going to do like Rabbi Yishev. And what does that mean? And regarding to animal food, they count the word again because the smoothing out of the non-Jews is not going to exempt, but they can still do it and bring it in the chest. But right, regarding people, of course there's a difference. And they did gain in this penalty of not selling it to the non-Jew to smooth it out. So Tosfos, in his first approach, says that by rabbinic law, and therefore when the chaver passed away, that suffix is going to be mighty from the definite Tevel Rabban. By Chametz, where we say it's not going to be Maitzim Nevadai, is because there was no Bittel, so it's regarding biblical law. The second approach, Tosfos says, that no, by the Rabbanon also you say in some Maitzim Nevadai. But here by Chametz, that's, so we're talking about that it was Bittel, and even though it's rabbinic, it's not going to work. But by the chavah that passed away, you have to say that it's only regarding peiros that are only fit for animals, and had they done like a baisha, so then the peiros would be permitted to be eaten, and therefore it's different in the case of chametz. To next says the master begin with the Gemara, Kitesh Tehei Behem Achelas, so that the animal could eat it. Which is going to explain that how do you know that it's forbidden to give an animal tevel? Which we're saying, okay, so the animal could eat it. Mashmid sounds like that the tevel should rub in the abayas, but that if it was already smoothed out and untithed when it came into the house, but even the animal can't eat tevel. So it's a wonder to the re. What's the difference with all other benefits that's permitted? Could you let me see the tevel shah asbana? We don't find tevel being asbana. It's only forbidden to be eaten. So why can't you feed it to your animal? And that's just for some what you could say is that the Shin Bebemad Likin, the Gemara Shabbos of Avraham and Alf expounds, can be Imad Likin with Tevel Tame. Allah is now let a light with Tevel that's Tame. Why? There's a pluralistic Shmir that a person has to do regarding Truma. There's two Trumas. Achas Tare, Achas Tame. One applies to Tare, and one that's by Tame, which is, and it's comparing the two of them. Ma Tare and Lachabel, Meshaz Ramabel, just like by Truma that's Tare. It's only yours to be able to use once the tumor is taken off after making, also regarding the tummy ones. Vahainu hadlaka. And that's regarding lighting, because obviously you're not allowed to eat it in the state of tevel. And then the hadagama term of tumeya. Then it learns out tar from tumeya. Ma tumeya di mitzvah hadlaka kremer roma. Just like by the tummy truma, it's forbidden to use it as lighting, to consume it before you take off truma, meaning when it's in the state of tevel. Haftar, so to the tire one. Ah, so v'chein la'achal l'behema. So to feed it to the animal, v'chal l'nashal kilo, and any benefit of when it's using it up, which is like when you're lighting a candle, that's forbidden both by the tameya and also, like we're saying, by the tahira. And this that you're permitted to have hanof and tevel, that's specifically a type of a benefit which does not get consumed when you use it. Ha'chinam yadin, says Tosfos from here, also we know the halacha, the en yisrael ma'achal l'behem tay kashin truma, that Yisrael cannot feed his animal vetch of truma. Which seemingly that would be difficult. Why it's forbidden? But truma is permitted for Yisrael Tavana. But as we're saying, that's only if it's not depleted, but if it gets used up, gets consumed, that would be forbidden. But Taisa says, V'rashi l'pirshkem Shabbos, Rashi does not explain this in the Sechta Shabbos. Taisa wrote, it's permitted to have benefits from the devil only if it doesn't get used up, but if it does, then it's forbidden because we learn out a hekish from truma to mei. Tunek says, the words the Gemara, B'shefchasa shal meitzik. Tuma, the maidservant of a strong person, and the kain came to look over the pit, laid them zach, and they gave it to see if the stillborn was male or female. Just going to explain that, can you infer halacha here regarding tumas leida by a shifcha? Tyson says, seemingly we're saying that there was a maidservant who threw it into the pit. Says Tyson, no, mekan ein lechiach. From here, you cannot prove the shifcha matam of leida, that a maidservant, when she gives birth, that a shifcha has some halachas like a Yisraelis. You cannot prove that she has tumas leida, because the shemesh shall give it to her. Because maybe the maidservant threw the stillborn, but it was from her, from the mistress, from the owner, from the balsabayas, and therefore it's not a right. But Mibat can remember the head, but in Tereskam actually does say explicitly. It says in the Pasuk, Vav Ben Yisrael speak to the Jewish people, Ein Leil Ben Yisrael, I would only know the Jewish people, that this Tumas Leida, by Yisra Kei Sazria, Menan Rabbis Giyoriz V'Shivcha M'Shurchad V'Shem V'Shurchad. How do you know to include a woman that converted, or a maidservant that's freed, or even one that wasn't freed? Tamalami Isha, it says a woman, any woman. But then Tais Abad, the other part of the girl, this thing more asked in Yavamas, Ayin Dalma Beis, regarding, I think more says that we're going to Tumasi Ledis, that it says in the Pasuk, Vachibal Akoin Vatahira, which is that she's then permitted, she's Tahar to eat Truma. But then the Gemara asked, Mimitsi Zamek, could you really say Truma Ksivacha, that it says over Truma? But the Tanya, when the Bryce of Dabla Bnei Yisrael, Giyoriz Meshavet Meshavet Meshavet, how do you know that this halacha of Isha Kisizri applies? As we just quoted before, that brisa to Giyaris and the Shifcha Mishra'ez, how do you know? Tamalam Isha says Isha. Now, if you think that we're talking about regarding Truma, how could that be? A Shifcha is not a Kahenis, and therefore she's not permitted in Truma. But one thing that bothers Tysus is that you see from the way it's quoting it, the brisa, that it's only regarding Shifcha Mishra'ez. Because a Shifcha that's not Mishra'ez doesn't have Tumas Leida. That contradicts the brisa we just read before. Says Tais, no, how did not kadasa mishachras? Just that the brisa that the Gemara in Yavamis brings that says if she was freed, lovely muti she mishachras. That wasn't coming to exclude that if she was not freed, that she doesn't have tumas leida. Elikitza brisa. It's just it's the abridging the brisa, and only because Mishum dolei parchel mishachras. It's only because the question the Gemara is asking is only from the freed maidservant. The Masa, like the Gemara concludes. If you would think to say that the Pasuk there is telling us regarding Ishikiz Azriya B'nai Yisrael, regarding being tart and then be able to eat Truma, but in that Pasuk you're including a Shivcha, Mishukhreris. Mishukhreris B'nai Smecha B'Truma, and then you think a freed maidservant, she's able to eat Truma? And actually, to the contrary, because v'she'im shakreves achle shapim hishakayin. Actually, if she's a maidservant that's not freed, actually she could eat if she's owned by a kohen. And if I was asking specifically from the shidduch mishakreves, that's why I quoted. But really, the tumas leid would be even by shivcha she'im mishakreves. Now, additionally, Baimer either he says the kohen shaytahayu, whatever this kohen was, he was a fool. That filam le'mishal gevir tahayu. Even if you say that, oh, there is tumas leid here. There is from the mistress that was the stillborn. The kohen zekaravaya. Maybe this kohen was a relative. Obviously not a relative of the Shivcha, but even if he's saying it was from the Gevirta and he's a relative to her, Lohay Lalitami, he should not become Tami to the stillborn, because the Minvatar is Kohen, the Inkoim and Tamil on the fallen. A Kohen cannot contaminate himself to a stillborn, because the Dumid of Vimabin has to be similar to his father and mother, which are B'nei Kiyama, which are people that survive, not a stillborn. More of the Kamahidalitzachames. The only reason why he's allowed to become Tami is for the purposes of the dead person, of the burial. Here wasn't, and therefore he should not have been Tami himself.